This Sceptred Isle, Empire. Episode 1, No Grand Plan.
Have you ever wondered how it was that such an apparently insignificant group of islands managed to rule a quarter, 25% of the entire globe? It was the biggest empire the world had ever seen. It was so big and so much part of the British identity that it was never usually called the British Empire, just the Empire. After all, they thought, who else's empire was worth talking about? And yet it had been no one's idea to have an empire. No genius, evil or otherwise, sat down and said, let's paint the map of the world red. Let's have 50 or so countries that run up the British flag every morning, spend the rest of their day doing as we tell them, and then go to bed knowing we will look after them while they sleep. No one said that, or even thought it. But that is what happened. Ignoring, for the moment, King Henry II's invasion of Ireland, Ireland was the first colony, there were two reasons for settlements abroad: to make money, and to escape political and religious bigotry in the British Isles. But early exploration was dangerous, because old enemies like the Spanish, the Dutch, and the Portuguese were often already there, and because, contrary to popular belief, the British were not the finest sailors in the world, and they simply didn't have the expertise.